This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Cleveland rocker Michael Stanley isn't slowing down despite several recent health scares. But now the 71-year-old says he's doing music on his own terms. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with Stanley about how he got back on stage and how long he plans to keep going. This weekend, Michael Stanley receives the Cleveland Arts Prize Lifetime Achievement Award for his 50-year music career. But he says it doesn't signal his retirement. The Cleveland icon, whose brand of Heartland Rock drew four sold-out crowds to Blossom Music Center in 1982, is back on stage after undergoing quadruple bypass heart surgery a year and a half ago. But Stanley admits it's been a long road back.
I really didn't feel like me. I felt like somebody else. I mean, I didn't try to write any songs. I didn't try to finish any songs that I had been writing. And I thought, well, you know, maybe this is it. Maybe this is, whatever's happened here has taken away that part of me that you know, was all about this. Wow. Luckily, that's come back. But it was a question. It wasn't a question of, do I want to stop? It was a question of, well, maybe what I am now, who I am now, physically and emotionally and all that, has no interest in this. I don't know if it's a thing of once they open up your chest to the world, you know, that something weird happens and or you're just really, really coming into touch with your own mortality. But I wasn't, you know, wasn't my first rodeo or first heart attack. I had dealt with cancer a couple years before that. So it wasn't like, oh, my gosh, you know, I was infallible up to this point. There was a lot of chinks in the armor.
At what point did you realize you could get back up on that stage again?
Well, it was more like we'd already cashed the check, so we better go do it, you know what I mean? And plus, you know, I really like performing, I like playing, and the band likes doing it. So it was the first one. That's the tough one. It's like, let's see if we can do this. And then it was like, okay, he lived through that one, and we didn't embarrass ourselves and this sort of thing, so we could try the next one and the next one. And the only thing that I had said once they started booking shows again, I said, let's not do two nights in a row someplace.
What makes you still want to get out there and do it?
It's fun. The other thing is, really kind of blessed that people still want to hear any of this or still come out and still pay to come out. Now, it's obviously not in the numbers of Blossom 1982, but it's an amazing thing. I don't know if it's people think, well, I'm going to be there on the last one. You know, he's going to fall over sooner or later, so I want to make sure I'm at that one. Or what it is. But we've been selling our shows when we do them now really quickly, and it really amazes me.
You know, when you look back at some of those big moments in your life early on, selling out Blossom, how do you look back on those now?
I've always said we didn't do a lot of things we set out to do. We didn't become, you know, household names. We didn't become international superstars. But we also did a lot of things that who would have even thought of this? You know, we didn't set out to say, well, we will hold all the attendance records in, you know, northeastern Ohio. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But that's what it ended up. We were working on the road, recording rock and roll band for about 13, 14 years. When the annual, you know, the expected lifespan of a rock band is 2 or 3 years. And the fact that we're all still friends, and the fact that some of us still play together 45 years later.
I mean, you've released an album every year, pretty much your entire career.
Up till this past year, yes.
Is there one in the works?
There was one in the works when this all went down, and it's still in the works. We'll be done whenever it's done.
It seems like a different approach based on everything you've been through.
People ask me, when are you going to stop? And my honest answer is, when our drummer, Tommy Dobek, when he wants to stop, that's when we'll stop.
Why is that?
Well, first of all, I haven't done a show without Tommy in close to 50 years.
Wow.
At the same time, I have a very dear friend who part of his job and our friendship has to tell me if I've stayed too late at the dance, you know? I may think it's still going fine. It may not be.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So far he hasn't said that, right?
So far, no. We actually, a few of us, the guys from the old band, we're still playing together. We sat down before one of the shows a couple months ago and we're talking about it. Like, should we set an end date? Or should we just keep going as long as, and see what happens? And everybody's theory pretty much was, well, we're having fun. People are coming out. We could still do it. Let's just see what happens. So I don't think there'll ever be this is the end
Thank you so much for joining me. It's been a real pleasure.
My pleasure.
That's Michael Stanley, who receives the Cleveland Arts Prize Lifetime Achievement Award this weekend with a performance at the Beachland Ballroom. You can find links at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.